Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Brachos, and we are in the ninth parak, Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. Bana Bayis Chadash, the Mishnah tells us what happens if somebody builds a new house, and Vekana Kelim Chadashim, or he purchases new things, whether it's furniture, etc., and even if he has other stuff like it. So Omer, he makes the bracha, Baruch Shechianu. He thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for keeping him alive and getting him to this special time. Now a person goes ahead and if he sees water on his property and it destroys his crop for this year, so even though it means that the upcoming years it'll be a better year for the fertility levels of the ground, he recites the bracha on Diana Emes, even though there's an aspect of good. Ve'alatovah me'in hara, and if he finds a mitzia, so even though it's possible the tax people are going to come take it from him, but right now it's a tova, so he makes the bracha tova ametiv on that situation. Ve'alatovah me'in hara. Hatzoik l'sha'avar, if a person is crying out, he's davening on something that's already been proven, right? So harezu tefila shav, that's called a tefila shav. Ketzad, what is the example of that type of situation of something called a tzoik l'sha'avar? Haisa ishto me'uberes, if his wife was pregnant, v'yamar yihi ratzon shetelet ishti zachar, and he says, it's le'epi HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will that my wife should have a boy, harezu tefila shav, it's already been decided, well before the actual birth, right? Aya baba derech v'shama kol tzvacha ba'ir. If he's coming down the road and he hears a loud noise in the city, v'yama yiratzon shelo yu'elu b'nei besi, and he says, I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu that shouldn't be from my house. So reizu tefila shav, that's also a tefila shav. Hanichnas l'krach, if a person enters the city, mispal al shnayim, he should go ahead and daven twice. Achas b'knisaso v'achas b'yitziaso. He should daven once when he comes in and once when he leaves. Ben Azai says, "What are you talking about? Arba, he should daven four times. Shtayim b'knisaso, shtayim b'yitziaso. When he goes into the city, he should daven that he should come into the city in peace. Once he comes in, he should thank Hashem that he came in peace. And when he's getting ready to leave, he should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take me out of the city in peace. And after he leaves, he should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking him out. And why is he doing all this? Because a person has a responsibility to go ahead and be modet on the things that happened to him. Right? First, he has to always remember to thank Hashem for where he's been in the past, and he always has to make requests for where he hopes to be in the future. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ezras Hashem. We'll continue after Shabbos. Everyone have a fantastic day and a wonderful, amazing Shabbos.